Santa Fe tourism, of course, isn't quite back up to its normal brisk pace yet as the COVID virus recedes, but at least two tourism leaders are expecting somewhat of a rebirth this summer. Randy Randall is tourism director for the city of Santa Fe. Randy, thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure.
As it appears that the COVID epidemic is at least beginning to recede here in New Mexico and across the country as well, maybe we can talk a little bit about what the city is going to do, if it needs to do anything, to remind folks across the country that, hey, Santa Fe's still here with lots of things to do and see. And first, maybe a look back. How badly was the city's tourism industry hurt?
Oh, yeah. I think we saw a drop in just in the lodging side of the tourism business between 60 and 70%. With that, a lot of the retail and other businesses, tour business, all of the things that are dependent upon tourism, probably dropped to the same extent. We don't have as good numbers on that.
How many dollars did not come to Santa Fe because of the situation?
The lodger's tax collected, which is a good indication just of lodging, in 2019 was $12.5 million, and in 2020 was about $5 million. That gives a measure of the average decrease that we saw. It was much deeper than that in March, April, and May of last year. So, you know, that's about 60 to 70%. And the tourism dollar is usually expanded by about 4. So I don't have a real number, but it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars that didn't come into Santa Fe last year.
And now that hopefully what appears to be happening is actually happening, and that, new rules from the CDC about wearing masks and travel and all that kind of thing. Do you feel you're going to have to, like I said before, remind people, hey, we're still here? So what kind of things do you have to do to get people to come back? Some will naturally come back.
I think the key is, and we're already doing it, because we've really, while the masks are now gone, once the quarantine restriction was removed, we actually started inviting people to come back to Santa Fe. And the message basically is that we're open and we have enough going on in the city for you to come and have an enjoyable visit. So it's really not reminding them about Santa Fe, but it's letting them know that it is once again a place that they should come visit. And now the state has actually released their marketing hold, and they'll be advertising much more extensively than we can. Most of our marketing and advertising is focused on the regional market, where we get about 70% of the business that comes to Santa Fe, pretty much the Southwest. The heart of our business comes out of that regional market that is either a one-stop fly or the drive market into the city. We enjoy a lot of business that comes in for business purposes into Albuquerque, and then they want to add a visit to Santa Fe onto their trip. So we enjoy a lot of that business, too.
Sure. How about conventions?
They're going to be a slower restart. They make plans anywhere from 1 to 3 years out. And so all of their plans for 2021 have been made. We do have a couple of groups coming back that were actually postponed, and they haven't met since they postponed their meeting from last year. And a few of those are coming back. But most of the booking activity that we're seeing is right now for mid to late 2022, 23, or 2024. The demand to come in is very strong. As a anecdotally, I just had a request from a person who comes to Santa Fe fairly often for a six-night stay coming in on May 20th. And I had to go to 5 hotels before I found lodging for the couple. And there are a lot of hotels that are filling up. Another hotel I was speaking to, they're going to end up in May with double the amount of business that they had anticipated going into May. So the restart is fairly rapid. And mass change is just going to make it more enjoyable for the visitor coming here and easier for us because they're generally coming from a state that's already lifted the mask restriction.
Let's talk about jobs a little bit.
Yeah, Dennis, the lot of jobs obviously were eliminated or furloughed during the pandemic period, but there are a lot of jobs available right now. In discussing this with some hotels and restaurants, they're actually having trouble finding enough staff to get fully operational again. I know of a few hotels that are actually restricting their occupancy because they don't have the housekeeping team enough to be able to provide the services required.
Why do you think that is?
There's still the concern about safety, personal safety. And I think there are still problems that people are experiencing with childcare. So when you put all of those things together, I think it's a combination of all of those. But definitely the level of unemployment, what until recently was no need to be even searching for a job to continue to receive unemployment, was a problem.
Rick Blythe is chairman of the lodges tax advisory board and general manager of La Fonda. Do you see tourism beginning to come back already?
Actually, it started coming back very strong a couple of weeks ago, primarily on weekends. This past weekend, 14th and 15th, we actually had the highest occupancy, just under 90%, that we've had since last February of 2020. So, you know, people are out, they want to travel. We're getting longer lengths of stay instead of the one night or two nights because they're driving from someplace to someplace. We're getting people actually coming to Santa Fe and staying for 3, 4, and even 5 nights. So far, cautiously optimistic that we're looking for a pretty good summer season. There's a lot of people out wandering around. The museums are open. Weddings, little by little, are coming back, especially this summer. You know, we got some great news in the last few weeks that Folk Art Market is going to happen. You know, it's going to be smaller, you know, some restrictions, but Folk Art Market, Spanish Market, Indian Market in August, Wine and Chili Festival is coming in September. Balloon Fiesta is huge for us in Santa Fe because so many people come to that in October down in Albuquerque, and they come up here for day trips and meals. So if all those things happen, I feel pretty good about having a good summer.
Blythe said that finding staff for La Fonda has not been quite the problem it has for some other hotels.
Yeah, so we never closed through all of 2020 and 2021, and we stayed in touch with even the people who weren't working, who were laid off. We made sure that their unemployment was going through and that they got any assistance that they could from us. And so we were able to call a lot of people back when we started picking up. I think the main area where we're still trying to find some people is in housekeeping and in the kitchen, line cooks, stewards, dishwashers, things like that. But for the majority of the staff, we're probably 90% staffed right now.
For KSFR Radio News, I'm Dennis Carroll.